What I'd like to do is briefly run through these and give you a sense of the difference between all of them and what to look for in each of these. And I'd like to use an example of a presupposition occurring in a sentence and try to keep the sentence the same throughout, pretty much the same throughout. So let's look at number one. And the presupposition is existence, and the tip-off for a presupposition of existence is a noun. Here's an example. John realized there was a mountain behind the house. Here's another example. John just realized there was a mountain behind the house. And another example. John didn't realize there was a mountain behind the house. What's interesting is that every time I say one of those, in each of those, you had to accept the idea of a mountain behind the house. And no matter how I structure the sentence, in fact, John was so silly that he didn't realize it was a mountain behind the house, even though he'd looked at it every day for 12 years. No matter how I structure the sentence, you still have to accept the presupposition that there's a mountain behind the house. Now you can say, hey, I don't believe you, but more than likely we'll be able to shift your attention to John rather than to the mountain behind the house. And what that does is it displaces resistance. It's really interesting to be able to displace resistance. Now notice that by making sense out of all the sentences that were uttered there, that in the examples that I used, you had to make an internal representation of a mountain behind the house. Now, that's the basis of presupposition. It's the power for the speaker of being able to assist the client in structuring an order and sequence of internal representations and putting them in a certain order. And that's the basis of all presupposition work in NLP. The question is, how do you structure those presuppositions in order to make change? And that's really what this section is all about. I want you to really understand this next sentence I'm about to say. Whether or not the sentence is positive or negative in nature, the effect of the presupposition is still the same. I'll say that again. Whether or not the sentence that I use is positive or negative in nature, the effect of the presupposition is still exactly the same. The power of presuppositions becomes because the question is, what is it that the person has to do to make sense out of this sentence? And in making sense out of the sentence, the person has to accept certain presuppositions. Now imagine being able to change someone's ideas. Imagine being able to change someone's thinking. Imagine being able to change someone's objections, for example, if they're objecting to something you're saying, simply out of the use of presuppositions that are inherent in your speech. And while the client wrestles with making sense out of the sentence, he or she is accepting the presuppositions. And that's the basis of how we use language and how we use presuppositions in NLP. Now, notice how much more powerful your presuppositions become. For example, if you're a car dealer and you say, and I, by the way, I had a car dealer say this once to me and I bought the car. He said, don't test drive that car unless you want to buy it. Whoa. And I got in the car and guess what I wanted to do by the time I test drove it? Well, I wanted to buy it. That's the power of presuppositions. And here's another one. If you're a hypnotherapist and you say to a client, don't sit in that chair unless you want to go into trance. Or don't come in to see me unless you're ready to change now. Really powerful presuppositional structures, which if the client accepts the presuppositions at the unconscious level, they're going to change or they're going to make the changes necessary. So if a salesman had a customer who had a list of objections, the salesman could say to the customer, what is the one question you need to ask that would cause you to want this product totally and completely now? So the power of setting a presuppositional structure up front that the unconscious mind has to accept the presuppositions inherent in the statement in order to make sense out of the question is a very, very powerful set of constructions and very, very useful for making changes with clients. So let's go back to the presupposition of existence now, page 35. The tip-off for presuppositions of existence is nouns, and the example, John just realized there was a mountain behind the house.